Well, the Iowa legislature has now completed its third week of the general session, and today I'm being joined by House Representative Dr. Tom Gennery, who represents the 5th District and, of course, from Lamar's. And Dr. Gennery, let's talk a little bit about some of the bills that have been introduced and action that's been taken during this past week. I know, first of all, that the House members have been acting quickly on the flat tax proposal. They've more or less have been following in step with what the Governor Reynolds has proposed. But let's talk about that and maybe some of the other bills. What have been some of the things that have been introduced this past week and maybe even acted on?
Well, first of all, yes, we're moving along on the flat tax, and I think that we're very, very close to what the governor has proposed. The only difference in it is we might be implementing it just a little tiny bit slower, but that's one of something that'll get worked out. And you know, it just depends on what we do with the Senate. But we're in definite agreement with what the governor wants to do, and I personally have been a proponent of a flat tax rate for a very long time. As far as a bill that came through a public safety committee, which I'm on, is that your driver's license photo will be able to be used by the police force in case of a missing person. And you would think that had already been taken care of, but legally they can't use the photo on your driver's license to help in missing person cases. So that'll go before the House to be debated. I think that's a bill that will really help in many ways.
Okay. Going back in time a little bit, I was also going to say, as far as the retirement tax, something that you've talked about before, you are a co-sponsor, along with 54 of your colleagues, on a bill that is now going through that basically will say, okay, no more taxes on your retirement pensions.
Yes, that's true. I was happy to sign on to that because there's been a drain of in our state of when people retire, there can be on more of a fixed income, and there's many states that don't have any state income tax on retirement benefits, so people move out of the state of Iowa, and that's one thing that we would like to see reversed, and this is a way to do it, is to not tax their retirement benefits, their 401ks and that type of thing. Also, for farmers, when they retire, they will not have to pay income tax on the rent that they get for their ground, which will be a big help, I think, to farmers that retire.
Okay. And also, I was just kind of wondering, there's been a lot of discussion, and I don't know if it's been talked about here in the Capitol building as of yet, but of course the proposed three carbon pipelines, two of them which would be going right through Plymouth County here. Has that been talked about, discussed in the Iowa House as of yet?
Yes, there are. I have a companion bill that Senator Taylor drafted, and Representative Henry Stone has one as well. The difference in the two bills is Representative Stone's is like 90% of people that would be affected by a pipeline if they wanted to sign on to a pipeline, but the other 10% didn't, they could possibly use eminent domain to get the other 10%. Senator Taylor and my bill is 100% of the people have to sign on. And I am all for using our ethanol industry. I support it. It's a great thing for the state of Iowa. But I just am very much against a private, for-profit company using eminent domain to better themselves and not the public as much.
Yeah. On that, with renewable fuels, another issue that has been brought forward in the Iowa legislature, and of course that from the governor, is advocating a 15% mandatory fuel pumps be all around. Now, you were telling me earlier, you know, and as you just now mentioned too, you're a supporter of renewable fuels and of the ethanol and biodiesel, but maybe not so much of a mandated type program.
I would support that bill in a heartbeat, but they need to remove one word, and that is must. It's a mandate. I know they've said, well, it's not a mandate, it's a requirement, but must means that you have to do that. And I have received a lot of feedback from people in the 5th District that we're all for ethanol, we use it and everything, we just don't want to have it mandated that we have to have it. And that is my own personal belief. I use it myself and support it, but I just don't want to see it mandated.
All right. Okay. Anything else as far as the coming week? What can we look forward to in the legislature that might bills that may be coming out of the committee and going to the House floor?
There will be some bills on the requirements to receive public assistance and the SNAP program. I chaired two subcommittees, and those will be going to the full committee. And what we're looking at is no one wants to deny people that need that assistance to get it, but unfortunately, there's always some people that are receiving it that really don't deserve it. They don't meet the qualifications. So those are going to be looked at here fairly carefully.
And the last thing, school education. How close are we to that?
I think we're very close on the SSA and school funding. I don't think we're all that far off in the Senate and with the governor. So, and as you well know, we're supposed to have that done in the first 30 days of the legislature. And just in our own caucus and just the scuttlebutt, I think we're very close.
All right. Sounds good. I've been joined by Dr. Tom Jennery, the State House Representative for District 5.